What does it mean to be living in 5D? Hello, I hope you are all doing very well. I'm Marie Swaru. There are countless definitions of what it is like to be in 5D, or to live in 5D, and a lot fewer about how to be 5D. And I'm not here to disqualify anybody, because everyone will always have their own version and particular point of view about this subject. And that is precisely the very base of my point of view about it, because each person, each point of attention of source is its own density, as it is only a perception based on each individual's awareness level. As other people have defined in this context, of existential densities, the higher one is the less dense it will become, and the lower another is, the denser it will be. Where a lower density is made of heavier matter, and a higher one of a very light one. As it has been said, it is easier to manifest anything in a higher and lighter density than in a low and slow one. Although this sounds logical, I find this to be a very materialistic point of view about densities. In the end, in my opinion, there are no densities as such, leaving all those concepts about 3D Earth, 4D transition state and the fabulous 5D full of love and light, also considered to be the gateway to all the higher realms, as reductionist attempts to describe concepts that have little to no comparison from the point of view of the people living on Earth, as they can only perceive what is in their reality. Again, trying to explain something very complicated by studying it by the sum of its parts, or also deluding oneself that by labeling, or giving a name to something's parts is to understand the whole. It is the mind, the awareness level that defines what a person is living, not where their body is. As I've said before, there are no densities, as whatever defines them as such is only a group of ideas and concepts in the minds of whoever is trying to explain them, and if more than one person agrees on whatever explanation, is only an agreement, and agreements are what make up fabricated, self-contained and self-validating realms, which ideas are not valid outside that same context. Yet, from our limited points of view, we will all attempt to explain everything the best we can, to our level of awareness, and among us all, we might get to understand and describe whatever we are studying well enough. And this is precisely the core of today's subject. My predecessors have said many times before, and since years ago, that 3D is contained on Earth, or is defined as the planet's matrix, and whatever is outside the Van Allen belts is 5D, as in all outer space is 5D. Also defining what 3D, 4D, and 5D are by assigning them a fixed vibration of matter numerical value, for example, the Schumann resonance of Earth. As I said before, each person or group of people will define what 5D is in their own manner, but I tend not to agree with my predecessors on this one. You cannot locate a density as such in a place, inside or outside the Van Allen radiation belts, for example. A density is who we are, our level of awareness and consciousness, how we think, our values and how we share and express them with others, who in the end are just a reflection of ourselves. To know that the people who surround us are our reflection, we can see who we are in them, in both whom we love and whom we don't agree with, because we will always stick to people who are a match to our vibe, and the people whom we don't like, not to say worse, is also the reflection of other aspects of ourselves, even the darkest examples as well, because they too are the focus of our attention. The people whom we are really not a match with, are not those we disagree with or even hate, for whatever reason. As I said above, those reflect other aspects of our vibe and also define us. The ones we truly are not a match to, are all those people whom we don't even know exist at all, or who are absolutely inconsequential to us, and to our lives and values. Those are whom we truly are not a match. There are so many examples of situations, things, and people who are more like 3D but are outside Earth, that it would be impossible to claim that everything in space is 5D. Same way, so are there many people who are on the planet, and that hold a clear 5D mentality. So I don't like to use densities with any numbers attached to them, as the concepts are loaded with countless New Age ideas and misconceptions. For me, to be in 5D is not a place, and it is not a frequency that can be measured with instrumentation, much less assign it a numerical value. It is how we feel and how aware we are about everything and everyone, to know that everything is a reflection of who we are, therefore loving and being grateful with everything in our lives, focusing on the good without blinding ourselves to the bad. Whatever bothers us is making us see where we must work on ourselves, and the more it does, the deeper our problem is. It is only fear, and what we fear is where and what we must work on. I'm not talking about danger, which is very real and must be addressed with its corresponding and necessary caution. I am talking about a chronic overthinking dynamic that feeds fearful ideas about hypothetical situations and events that haven't come to pass, and most probably never will. This pessimistic overthinking process is not just a waste of time and energy, it can also define a whole personality and stop an individual's consciousness ascension process, because fear induces a self-preservation survival state of mind that keeps the subject in the physical, with all the values and materialistic needs associated with it, discouraging and hindering everything spiritual. There is another concept that I also consider to be something that defines living and being of a higher density. And it is to be aware of all the thought processes, ideas, and values that other people or other beings hold as their truths, many times in an inflexible way even, as they live their lives by them without questioning their validity, even from their own points of view and level of spiritual evolution, and be able to understand them fully. For me, a quality of a being in a higher state of consciousness is its ability to understand all the thought processes that make up the values with which people who are living in a lower density live by. Such a being, wherever its body may physically be and wherever it is living, that does not matter, will understand why other people think and act as they do, and precisely because of that understanding, the being will be empathic and loving with those others, knowing that they are at their own stages of spiritual growth. The higher density being will fully be aware of its higher level of awareness, and so, from there, it can understand all those other people with a much more primitive and lesser evolved spiritual level, but it will also know very well that all those other people cannot understand him or her back, as they lack the necessary data, context, and experience to be able to. This is why the more spiritually expanded person will know that they can only offer bits of information and alternative points of view to another person, without expecting the other to understand what they are saying, or their point of view, but they still offer it to them, and if they want more, then more shall be given, but in the exact amount and nature as the higher being can calculate that the other can handle. And that may include giving one or another particular person nothing at all. The higher evolved being will also respect those other points of view of the lesser evolved beings, but will also understand that those are only lesser evolved from its point of view, the one of the higher evolved being. Knowing that no one is really more evolved than any other, as everyone is a particular point of attention of Source itself, and therefore more of the same, being that any one person is exactly at the spiritual level he or she should be, no one being higher than any other, because, in the end, we truly are all one, and I mean it in a literal way, not in any philosophical or New Age manner. We are all connected. And finally, A highly spiritually evolved being will also know that they are at their own one level, and that other beings hold a higher awareness than themselves, and will know this in total humbleness. Also knowing that it does not mean that they are in any way inferior to those of a higher awareness, as the very concept of being of a higher or lower awareness is impossible to define in absolutes, being that it is only another futile attempt to define the unfathomable. But being someone with a higher level of awareness, for whatever those words end up meaning, does give that someone the ability to understand all those other smaller awareness worlds and the people who live in them, from a bird's eye view. Understanding how and why each person acts and reacts as they do, and loving them all because of that, and despite all that. Knowing that all other people are our own reflections and that those others do define who we are, so we must transcend all feelings of dissociation, separation, and hate, as we are only doing all that to ourselves. Also knowing that most of all those other people are just precisely that, our reflections, and we are the only ones that give those other people any real value in our lives, as many are empty matrix manifestations of our own minds, and are not even there. Nevertheless, we must love them as well, for all that they are and are not, as they are us as well. Thank you for watching my video. I appreciate it a lot. Thank you for liking and for subscribing as well. It helps me out. Take care, my friends. And don't let yourself be pushed around and belittled by all those despicable lesser evolved examples of ourselves, those that are always out to push our buttons. You are much bigger than them. Because in our experience, we also know that there are many manifestations, whom we still call people, and that act like a horse's ass. With much love. Marie Soirou.